Imagine a world where the most radical act of self-care isn't an expensive wellness retreat or a new diet, but simply putting down your wine glass. This is the revolutionary premise behind the Sober Girl Society movement that's reshaping how an entire generation views drinking. What began as one woman's Instagram account has evolved into a global phenomenon endorsed by celebrities like Lily Allen and Fearon Cotton. The cultural shift is undeniable. Nearly a third of young adults now abstain from alcohol completely, challenging the notion that drinking is essential for a fulfilling social life. We've normalized alcohol so thoroughly that it appears everywhere from baby showers to funerals, office celebrations to first dates. Abstaining requires explanation, while consuming a toxic substance needs none. Imagine if we celebrated cocaine brunches or heroin happy hours with the same enthusiasm. The science is sobering. Ethanol, the same substance used in rocket fuel and paint thinners, affects virtually every organ system. It's officially classified as a Group 1 carcinogen alongside asbestos and tobacco. For millennials, alcohol culture was shaped by the Ledet era, when women proved equality by matching men drink for drink. Later, cultural icons like Kate Moss and fictional characters like Carrie Bradshaw cemented alcohol as the ultimate accessory of the empowered woman. The marketing worked. Between 1991 and 2004, alcohol-related deaths among women doubled in the UK. Sober curious means questioning your relationship with alcohol, examining both personal habits and societal drinking norms. Some explore complete sobriety, while others seek a more mindful relationship with alcohol, questioning their motivations rather than drinking from habit or social pressure. For many, moderation becomes mentally exhausting and unsustainable. Creating drinking rules like 3 drink limits or weekend-only consumption often fails because alcohol impairs the decision-making needed to maintain these boundaries. If your goal is intoxication rather than savoring one drink, complete sobriety often becomes the simpler choice. Stigmatizing language creates barriers to addressing problematic drinking. The term alcoholic establishes an us versus them narrative that prevents many from seeking help because they don't feel bad enough. Unlike former smokers, those who quit drinking often remain labeled as alcoholics, shifting blame from alcohol, an inherently addictive substance, to individuals. Recovery paths vary widely, from AA to secular approaches like smart recovery, extended challenges, or community-based support. When you stop drinking, your body undergoes remarkable transformations. Sleep quality improves as your body experiences true restorative rest without alcohol disrupting crucial REM cycles. Your skin flourishes, no longer subjected to dehydration and inflammation that create conditions for breakouts. Your immune system strengthens significantly. Alcohol weakens immunity by affecting immune cell production and damaging the gut lining, where 70% of immunity resides. For women, hormonal health improves, periods become more regular, and fertility increases. Harvard research found drinking more than 6 units weekly reduces conception chances by 18%. Cancer risk decreases substantially. Alcohol is linked to 7 cancer types, including bowel, breast, and liver cancers. Even 1 daily drink increases breast cancer risk, regardless of alcohol type. Your brain and vital organs begin healing immediately. Your liver starts repairing itself when you stop drinking. Despite myths about red wine's benefits, a 2018 global study in The Lancet confirmed there is no safe level of alcohol consumption. The most profound transformation from sobriety occurs in mental health. While self-care practices like deep breathing are popular, nothing impacts mental wellness like sobriety. Alcohol creates neurological chaos by stimulating some cognitive processes while dampening others, effects that persist after drinking stops. Blackouts aren't forgotten memories, but memories never formed. During these episodes, you can appear normal while driving, dancing, or having sex with 0 recollection afterward. This creates profound psychological damage, shame, paranoia about your actions, and fundamental loss of self-trust. Hangover anxiety has earned nicknames worldwide: Hangxiety, UK, Boozanoia, Australia, and Morkus, Finland. Alcohol disrupts neurotransmitters like serotonin, causing anxiety, low mood, and irritability. In surveys, 80 to 90% of people cited this as their primary reason for quitting. Regular drinking creates deeper issues by teaching us to fear our emotions. When we drink to relax, we replace uncomfortable emotions with pleasant ones, creating a difficult-to-break cycle. Sobriety creates a positive domino effect across all wellness dimensions, becoming easier as these areas improve. Spiritual wellness isn't just Reiki and moon cycles, it's about values, beliefs, and purpose. Being sober means better alignment with personal morals and eliminating the disconnect between sober and drunk personas. Financial wellness improves dramatically. The average Brit spends $787 annually on alcohol, about $50,000 lifetime, plus significant indirect costs: taxis, replacement phones, Uber cleaning fees, hangover food, damaged clothing, apology gifts, overdraft fees, and impulsive shopping. Social wellness transforms as you discover genuine connection. Sobriety makes you a more reliable, present friend, with relationships proving more authentic than alcohol-fueled ones. Intellectual wellness expands as sobriety frees time and energy for new interests. Many joke that early sobriety turns you into a salsa-dancing botanist who can crochet and read tarot. These pursuits offer fulfillment while supporting continued sobriety. When telling drinking friends you're going sober, simple honesty works best. A straightforward, "I'm not drinking at the moment," suffices. Don't expect dramatic reactions. Your significant decision often barely registers with others. Most experience initial skepticism from friends, followed by support once positive changes become visible. For nights out, manage your experience by suggesting alternative activities, taking disco naps beforehand, planning for Saturdays when you're more rested, and taking breaks when needed. At dinner parties, shift focus from alcohol by bringing fancy mixers or non-alcoholic spirits. As host, organize games to energize the atmosphere, research alcohol-free drink pairings, and curate playlists to set the mood. Weddings present unique challenges as alcohol-centered events. Your greatest gift is being fully present for the couple. If friends remain unsupportive months into sobriety, reconsider these relationships. Many find they lose connections primarily based on shared drinking. When you genuinely like yourself, others naturally begin to like and respect you too. Sobriety's greatest revelation is becoming your own savior. Trusting yourself creates your happiness rather than seeking external validation. For alcohol-free dating, replace Dutch courage with meditation, exercise, or a friend's pep talk. Choose venues with good non-alcoholic options or interactive activities like mini golf. The benefit? People appreciate the authentic you, not just your party persona. Relationships improve without alcohol. Research shows 92% of people experience drunken arguments with partners, and 88% believed alcohol increased conflicts. Alcohol lowers inhibitions while raising the risk of regrettable statements. Many fear sober sex initially, yet nearly half of survey participants reported alcohol negatively affected their sex lives. Sobriety offers improved natural lubrication, better orgasms, safer decisions, and deeper connections. You are not your drinking past, but the person brave enough to change. Each day without alcohol is choosing yourself, your health, and your future.